Good evening. I'd like to call to order the adjourned September meeting of this Tuesday, 1 November 2016 at 6:50 p.m. Please call a roll.
Ms. Kulick, here. Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Grader?
Present.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell? Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Item number... All right, now I'd like a motion to approve the previous month's minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. I'd like now a motion for approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Is there any correspondence and communication from the county clerk?
Not at this time.
Not at this time. Okay. Good. Is there any special recognition to be handed out tonight? Hearing none. Are there any citizens to be heard about matters coming in front of this board? You have 5 minutes.
Todd Miller in Yorkville. I just sat through this latter part of your special meeting that you held and watched. And Mr. Shaw, you scolded me last meeting about using the term dinosaur. But I just watched Mr. Davidson commit a brontosaurus error. The reason being is that the agenda wasn't followed. The Open Meetings Act says that the public has a right to comment. That part of the agenda was totally skipped over. Your state's attorney didn't even catch it. The agenda is drafted for a reason, and the reason is that you follow those items one by one. So, I mean, it's just classic Kendall County that you can't ignore the Open Meetings Act. Yet, we continue to do so. It's just something I don't understand.
Do you have any idea what he's talking about?
I don't know. I wasn't at that meeting.
You weren't listening?
I wasn't at that meeting.
What, this?
I think that's what he's talking about.
I think you're smart. Is he talking about the... Oh, wait a minute, I gotta shut my watch off here. All right, now that we lived through that trauma, is there any need to go into executive?
I think what? There might be another citizens to be heard.
Are you ready for another comment?
Well, yes. Yeah. You have to do it up here.
I didn't know if you had digested the last.
You what?
The last comment.
Well, thank you. That's very courteous of you.
May I approach? I have something to hand.
Sure. Give us your name sometime when you think about it.
I probably should have made more copies.
All right, Leah, tell us your name.
Okay, my name is Jan Alexander. I live in Oswego.
Oh, you're not Leah Philpott.
No, no, I'm not.
Isn't that the name on here?
Yes. but I'm here to talk about security. I read some articles about you're interested in, or concerned about the security here at the county building. And I just wanted to add that you should be concerned about the security because of the way that people are treated. Sometimes people ask questions and they're given some short answers. For example, I've got reports that people in Boulder Hill were complaining about their taxes, and an employee here at the building here said, well, the houses are selling very well, so basically, if you don't like the taxes, just get out. So, you know, this kind of rubs the taxpayers pretty bad. Now, personally, I know a couple years ago, I was talking to Mr. Kukul about my taxes, and his response was, well, how much you want for your house? I'll let you a check right now. So your security concerns are real. It's not if it's going to happen. It's when it's going to happen because people are fed up. And this little prank at the township where they put this, you know, well, I brought in the picture of what they did, the mouse trap. They don't want us to ask any questions. They don't want us to complain. And it seems like it's throughout Kendall County. So I think if you really want to shore up your security concerns, that maybe you could educate the employees and the officials on how to talk to the people. It's almost like the tail wagging the dog. So I really hope that you'll take some of this in consideration because people are pretty well fed up. And it's just not fair, you know, the way that people are treated. So I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Now, is there anyone else? Because obviously I was remiss the last time. Is there any need for executive session? And would you like to have it on item 9, or would you prefer to have it on item 18?
I have no preference.
Sounds better.
We should probably have one then.
You have executive session.
We should probably have it.
Have it now?
Yes.
All right. I will then entertain a motion to go once again into executive session.
So I will make that motion once.
I will second it.
For the purpose of what?
Collective bargaining.
It's for number 2, collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or their representatives. You want to do both? Are you going for two reasons?
Yes.
Okay. Or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees. And also for litigation when an action, this is number 11, affecting our behalf of a particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal, or when a public body finds that an action is probable or imminent, in which case a basis for finding shall be recorded and entered in 3 minutes.
Thank you. Okay, so that's my motion. Yes.
That's my second.
We have a second. Call the roll.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Jacobson? Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
At 7:59, been here 3 hours. New business, approval of the 2017 health care coverage proposal from United Health Care.
So moved.
We're approving, Mr. Purcell. We're at new business.
No. Thank you.
Approve the 2017 health care coverage proposal for United Healthcare. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
How many plans does that include?
Three.
Does it?
As it stands right now, it's three plans?
As it stands right now, yes, three plans.
Okay. Thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Hi.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Colkill?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Business? Is there any old business to come in front of us? Danny, committee reports, public safety.
Mr. Chairman, the public safety committee met this month. The minutes are in the packet. We will meet again next month if necessary.
Thank you. Administration, HR.
We have one item for this evening. Approval of a resolution authorizing execution and amendment of downstate operating assistance grant agreement.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Hi.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Colkill?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Highway Department, Mr. Colkill.
Thank you. I would like to make a motion to approve the low bid of deconstruction incorporated in the amount of $259,357.62 for the Fox Road box culvert using transportation sales tax funds.
Second.
Discussion. Question. Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Colkill?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Economic Development, Mr. Colkill.
We had our meeting last week. We went over the economic development breakfast that we had, economic outlook. That was our main subjects, and we discovered that every bar owner this week in Northern Illinois is very happy with the Cubs doing very well. That's it.
Any questions for Dan?
It's 3-0.
3-0. Finance Committee, Mr. Purcell.
Thank you. First thing we have is a motion to approve the claims. I would move we approve the claims in the amount of $1,664,196.65 and the Pettit juror claims amount of $2,050.
Discussion, questions?
Please. Thank you. There were some questions on some invoices from the health department, and I don't have all those in front of me, but they were all legitimate claims. There was some question on gas cards. Those go to employees for gas mileage. There was a question on an individual for about $3,300. That's one. I don't know if it's actually a contracted employee or, you know, a payroll employee, but it's an employee that's been getting paid for years. We just have to pick it up this month versus other months. They were all legitimate claims, fair claims. I just wanted to address the committee because those were discussed. Well, no, we left the total the same, pending the answers we found.
Roll call.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Colkill?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
And the next item, thank you, is the levy, or the, sorry, the levy, the budget that we discussed at the previous meeting. I move that we approve the filing of the tentative fiscal year 2016-17 Kemble County, Illinois budget with the county clerk.
Mr. Worley.
What was the total number on that budget, please, again? Because it wasn't in the packet on our committee the whole meeting.
The general fund one was total budget. There was a handout just passed out.
$73,972.61.
We got it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, Latrice handed it out after the meeting, before this meeting.
Thank you.
Mr. Davidson.
Mr. Purcell.
Yes, sir.
What is the projected deficit on this?
On the general fund, which is typically when we discuss deficits, that's what we refer to. Right now, with the way we're voting to display it, it's approximately $2.1 million. As you know, you're on the finance committee. We will meet again and discuss this further. And I'm hopeful we'll get this closer. I don't know that we'll get it to zero, but I feel we'll get it within the fund balance policy that the board approved 2 years ago. Of between 6 and 7 months.
Roll call.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
No.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
No.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
8-2?
Yes.
That's all I have, other than we'll be meeting again next Thursday, whatever that is, the 10th, I think, to continue our budget work.
As long as we're still on finance, Todd Milleron, do you have questions about the finance committee meeting preceding this?
I have some questions about it. Get a form and address it that way.
Come up here.
You want me up there?
No, I want you to speak in the microphone. Are you kidding me?
I thought you were going to give me a seat.
That's pretty funny.
You're kidding, Rock.
You had a special meeting. I spoke about missing several agenda items, and I actually didn't see a formal vote to forward that order of business that specific meeting was being held for, which was the budget, to forward it to this proceeding. And you have procedures to follow, and it appeared to me you didn't follow. I know you didn't follow the agenda. So, if that voids the prior meeting, then how does your budget get to this one?
Who are you talking to?
All of you.
First of all, Mr. Worley.
I don't know if he realizes that at a committee the whole meeting there are no votes taken, so your point is pointless. Committee the whole meetings, there are no votes taken, and hopefully you'll understand that.
Well, I do know that whatever citizens are allowed to comment, and that didn't happen, Jeff.
That's a valid point.
And that voids the meeting right there.
Mr. Purcell.
Well, Mr. Shaw, I must say I appreciate you allowing Mr. Milliron to speak. That was a mistake at the Finance Committee level. But regarding the agenda, the chairman of the board sets the agenda, and he or she can put whatever he would like on the agenda, so that addresses that. And secondly, as far as forwarding that agenda, per the request of the Finance Committee meeting, last Finance Committee meeting, which this was forwarded to the board, you put that on the agenda per the request of the Finance Committee. So I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you, Todd.
What?
Todd, did you want to make a statement about the meeting, to the meeting that we had prior to this county board meeting?
That meeting's been adjourned, John. That water in the bridge.
I'll take that as a no. Thank you. All right, racing ahead so that we can get out of here by 11:30. Animal control.
Oh, well, forgot one. Go back to judicial.
So I left the state's attorney out?
No, it's judicial.
Judicial legislative?
Oh, my God.
Well, the intern.
You know, I had an X by that because I was going to have Matthew do this. Approval of the resolution, honoring our recently deceased VAC chairman, Bradley Stephen Barrett. Could you please read that, Matthew?
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
So moved.
All right. Whereas the members of the Kendall County Board are saddened to mourn the death of Bradley Stephen Barrett, Senior Chief Hospital Corpsman, U.S. Navy retired, who passed away Sunday, August 28, 2016. And whereas Steve Barrett was born in Bound Brook, New Jersey on October 26, 1947, the son of Bradley Stephen Barrett Sr. and Joyce Barrett. And whereas Stephen Barrett and his wife Lynn were united in marriage on November 2, 1968. And whereas Steve Barrett enlisted in the United States Navy on September 5, 1967. He attended basic training at the Great Lakes Naval Training Center and attended follow-up training as a pharmacy technician. And whereas Steve Barrett, although trained as a pharmacy tech, ended up being attached to the Marines in Vietnam, where he served as a corpsman flying medical evacuation missions. And whereas Steve Barrett, on a mission in Vietnam, had his helicopter shot down by Viet Cong guerrillas, where several crew members were killed, but Steve, along with the other survivors, engaged the enemy on the ground until reinforcements arrived. For this action, Steve was awarded the Purple Heart Medal for his actions that day, and in addition to the Air Medal for the vast number of combat aircrew missions in which he participated. And whereas Steve Barrett, after leaving active duty, remained in the Naval Reserves while pursuing a career in Lucent Technologies. And whereas Steve Barrett was activated and served during Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm in 1990-1991. And whereas Steve Barrett retired from the Naval Reserves as a Senior Chief Petty Officer in 1999 and retired from Lucent Technologies shortly thereafter. And whereas Steve Barrett served as Post Commander of Oswego American Legion Post 675 for many years. And whereas Steve Barrett began working for the Veterans Assistant Commission for Kendall County as the Veterans Service Officer in 2008 and was elected Superintendent of the VAC in 2014. And whereas Steve Barrett was deeply loved by his friends and family, by the community for his continued passion for helping veterans and for his sense of humor, humility, and accomplishment. Therefore, be it resolved by the residents of Kendall County as represented by the Kendall County Board that we mourn the passing of Bradley Steve Barrett, Senior Chief Hospital Corpsman, U.S. Navy retired, and extend our sincere condolences to the family, friends, and all that knew and loved him. And be it further resolved that the county minister create a suitable copy of this resolution to be presented to the family of Bradley Steve Barrett, Senior Chief Hospital Corpsman, U.S. Navy retired, as an expression of our deepest sympathy.
Do I have a motion to approve this resolution? Second. Yes. Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Aye.
Mr. Purcell? What's up? Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Aye.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Aye.
Mr. Kopel?
Yes.
Very commendable. All right. Animal control.
Animal control met October 19th. The minutes are in your packet. And for your information, the trailer was delivered and is now setting where it is supposed to, at the height it's supposed to. We had them come back out this morning and lower it down to the right level. They put up the fence today, and we're going to start on the stairs and that. So getting along, it should be operational within a couple weeks. So appreciate all your help on that.
Any questions for Jeff? Health and environment, Mr. Worley.
No. I refer to Ms. Gilmore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've done this repeatedly. Judy?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The Health and Environment Committee met on October 17th. The minutes are in your packet.
Thank you. Committee of the whole met without any assaults on Thursday, October 13th, 2016, and we covered most of the items today. Can I have a motion now for the standing committee minutes approval?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
There is a slight error on the finance committee minutes that I would like corrected for the record. On page 2, in the fourth paragraph, the last line, it says that the county is in a $200 million deficit for the year. I would like to amend that to read $2,088,000 deficit instead of the $200.
You just messed up somebody's byline tomorrow morning.
No,
that's still do I have funny. A second on that?
Yes, second.
Well, this definitely needs a roll call.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Aye.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell, still gone.
Mr. Purcell evidently has gone home or something. Special committee reports, KenCom Executive Board, Mrs. Gilmore, I have you right this time, Dylan.
Thank you. The Executive Board met on October 27th. We passed the budget for the coming year, and there will be no meeting in November.
No meeting in November. Okay. Housing Authority, Mr.
Chairman, the Kendall County Housing Authority at our next meeting will be held in November. It will be our quarterly meeting and our annual election of officers. In addition, we will also pass our annual budget.
Very good. Any questions for Matthew? Hearing none. Historic Preservation, Mr. Worley?
Historic Preservation will meet in Oswego in November. We're going to get together with them and hopefully another couple of towns and talk about combining forces. So thanks for bringing that.
UCCI, Matthew, is that you?
Mr. Chairman, United Counties Council met in October for our Fall Education Seminar. The school funding formula, the governor's local government and consolidation task force and any results that came from it, and then discussions on PTEL, property taxes, and LGDF. We will meet again in November for our monthly meeting.
PTEL. Any questions for Matthew? Chairman's report. I have one appointment. Clint Vaughn to replace Larry Larson on the Newark Fire Protection District for a term of 3 years, expiring April 2018.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Other business.
I have other business.
Well, you may proceed.
I was hoping Mr. Purcell would be here. At the end of the month, we always have a special board meeting for the approval of the final bills, the budget, and any other business. So we have that tentatively scheduled with your approval right now for November 29th at 4:30. That you do have a finance meeting the day before to go over all those bills and the budget at that point. We're trying to schedule the final meeting for the end of November to pay the final bills, to do the budget,
yeah,
and any other business. Is there any other reasons why what we put down there for a special meeting?
If it isn't too much trouble.
annual budget, bills?
Final bills, to pass the budget, and any other business?
Any other business that comes before the board, yeah, I don't know what else would come up at this point. I mean, the agenda, you would post, what, 48 hours ahead, like normal?
Right, I just need, we had tentatively scheduled upon your approval for November 29th at 4:30.
Oh, is that what we did?
That's what we're, I'm hoping to do.
That's why we brought you back on the bathroom.
That's fair. Some other date written, but that's fine. So 4:30?
Well, there's a finance meeting the day before.
Oh, okay, so we weren't doing the same day, that's fine.
Mr. Davis?
So 4:30 on the 29th?
If that's okay with everybody.
Not to be.
Okay with me, I hope. I might be on vacation. Citizens to be heard. Questions from the press?
No questions, sir.
Thank God. There's no further need of executive session, is there?
No.
I'll entertain a motion for chairman.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Out of here. What?
Okay, that's good.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
You've stopped us from adjourning?
No. I was stopping you from running out the door until we had enough signatures on this.
Wait, which one is that?